So thank you for inviting me for the Brahmachari lecture. I'm very happy that I can address you today. I think I have very important that the topic we will going to speak today is actually very important. But as an introduction for this topic, which is called caring for each other, I would like to tell a little observation I had. Yesterday I was in the staircase here in the temple, and I saw almost all of you were speaking with Krishna Prema Rupa. The scene happened in front of the prasadam place where all the prasadam bowls and pots are, and I just felt so happy, just like a natural happiness to see so many brahmacharis. It was really a long time I did not see so many together. and it is a fact that if we see a little bit, if we see a little bit in our ISKCON movement, the brahmachari is definitely in great danger of being extinguished. And I just wanted to start by expressing how happy I feel to see all of you actually taking this responsibility of taking this ashram, and it's not an easy. We are in the forefront. We are actually the examples after, of course, the sannyasis, and but we are like supposed to give to all Griyasthan example of being in renunciation. We are supposed to give an example of being learned, of being absorbed in our Krishna consciousness. It's actually a very deep responsibility to be in this ashram, and I'm very proud of all of you for taking this responsibility. I remember when Divya Singha and Madhu Priya received their saffron cloth. It was just shortly before Balarama Priyan's day, if I remember well, the day before, and Pankajangri was there, Pankajangri Prabhu, and after they received the color, he said how proud he was that by taking Brahmacharya, one is actually going directly against the waves of material nature. All the world is going into one direction, and the Brahmachari is standing in front of that to go in the totally opposite direction of this world. I must tell you also, I was requested to go and help in Golokadam, and therefore I unfortunately will not spend much time in Zurich like it was planned before, and will spend more time in Golokadam. Now I see in Germany the situation, I see in Golokadam a place where we have a lot of worship going on. We have the Pancharatrika Vidhi, very nicely done, but no Bhagavad Vidhi, no preaching, almost no programs, no people coming. That means no fresh air. That means everything is stagnating, and that means devotees are on the mental platform. They are not happy, and they are the old things is a burden. Maintaining the deity worship become a burden when there is no preaching going on. So I was actually requested to go in this jai, to go in this temple and try actually to bring this life of preaching there. And then I noticed we are doing like big preaching programs, like in Munich we had a big scene, and my Guru Maharaj was there, and they did Harinam, lecture, dance, and big outreach program. Then they wanted to make a big Harinam also. And if you go to the temple is empty. I mean, right now, Prahlad Nishinga Prabhu is there, and God, thanks God, because otherwise there was just Danakeli Mataji just doing everything alone there. And anyone who will go to the temple, there is no spiritual guidance. There is nothing. There is just deity, the maintaining of deity worship and buildings. That's all you see. And if we analyze a little bit the situation in our ISKCON Germany and I guess also in other countries close to here, the fact that there are no brahmacharis taking the role of a leading position, a role of serving by giving guidance and giving training to whoever comes to experience ashram life, then there's just no sense of having our centers. And it's counterproductive. If someone comes, they feel, oh, I really don't want to be in such a place. There is nothing going on. So I'm saying that to you because when I went to Goloka Dham, I felt I want to help this place. And hopefully Krishna sent me some young boys or young... basically boys, hopefully, that I could train so that they can become strong brahmacharis and then I could send them in different temples so that they can actually bring back the life in the temples. Now I know you have dedicated your life here for Lord Jagannath and it's very good. You are all in a training phase. But I really feel that life of a brahmachari is also a life of traveling. It's all also a brahmachari should also travel and should also preach. And please see the time you are spending now as a very, very special time of training for yourself. It's very important that you have a high goal in front of you, a high ideal of what your a service of being a brahmachari will be and what your responsibility will be in helping others and helping the whole movement of Srila Prabhupada, which is slowly going down, slowly disappearing. So I would like to start this session by bringing this point of you to understand it's not just that you are here for a few years and let's see what happened or don't take it lightly. It's you are now in a very important school, and I really hope that many of you will be able to come after some years to very strong Krishna conscious, a lot of purity and strength to actually help other temples and train train other brahmacharis so that we somehow bring some life into our centers. I think it's very important for you to understand that the time you are living now, it's a time of preparation for something very great, for something very important in Prabhupada's mission and in the Guru's mission, the service of the spiritual master. So what do you think? We will do it a little bit interactive. What do you think about this point? Did you ever thought about it very often, or what do you think? Can you relate to it? Do you feel it makes sense? Do you feel the need is there? And what? Please. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Very accurate comment. Thank you. Thank you. We'll stop here for now. Otherwise, I just cannot go through my notes. I just want to involve your thoughts also, so that it's not just a passive hearing. In what I was meaning there was actually a further vision. It was not just to go out distributing books, but actually to go out and actually train others. To actually get a type of leading position over temples or to be like bhakta leaders or to be really like strong leaders in different temples or where our foundation of ISKCON is going slowly down. It was like a little further away, but it's nice that you saw it a little more in your moment now. And it's definitely nice if time to time this traveling book distribution could be on. And your point is, it's also good when one needs to be strong to do this type of service. Like Mahaprabhu first took all these devotees in Sri Vasangam and did kirtan in solitary place. He did not want anyone else to go there to fortify the devotees, and then they will go in the street and spread Harinam Sankirtan. So all your contribution are very, very good. And yeah, I wanted, I feel inside of me, our institution so much need help and support from the Brahmachari Ashram. Therefore, I was seeing a little bit further away, just to give like a little bit like a goal, like a ideal that the Brahmachari could have in serving the mission of Srila Prabhupada. And there we come actually very very slowly into the base of what I wanted to say today, because we see that many brahmacharis after some years stop their ashram and enter Grihastha life or just change their life, and one of the main reasons is often because they have emotional needs which are unfulfilled, and especially these friendly needs. And we see that very, very often in our institution we have to struggle again in personalism. I was speaking this morning, it was very nice when everyone left, I was together with Vishvatma Prabhu, and I thought, okay, he's a senior devotee, let me inquire from him. So I asked him about friendship between devotees, and he said, do you know that spiritualist people are very often more egoistic than kami people, that materialistic people, because they just look my spiritual advancement. They are not thinking much of others which are around them. Of course, we often emphasize very much when newcomer comes, when new people comes, that we give a lot of attention to them. But how much are actually giving attention to those who are living next to us, to the equal, to the devotees that are just next to us? And there, very often, our attitude is not so much encouraging, or not so much supporting, or there is not a deep bond, a deep friendship. And without this deep friendship or this deep bond between all of you in the temple, then it's very easily to feel not happy, or to feel unfulfilled, or to feel, oh, maybe I need something else. Inside of me, I'm not so happy. And I was in Golokadam for the Vaishnavi retreat. I changed my swarup and entered into the temple room for the retreat. And Devaki Mataji was making a very, very strong point. She was saying that in order to serve with love and devotion, to serve Krishna in love and devotion, we need to give ourselves. We need to give ourselves. But often, because we don't get proper shelter around us, we are keeping back. We don't want to give our full self, because we don't have proper shelter from other devotees around. And because we are keeping back, we don't want to give ourselves fully into doing our service with love and devotion, therefore we don't get Krishna's reciprocation. And because we don't get Krishna's reciprocation, we are not able to give more into. And it's like a vicious cycle. She was saying, when we get properly sheltered by devotees, when we feel actually devotees are caring for me, devotees want to help me, want to support me, are non-envious of me, they want my benefit, then actually one can fully give himself into the service and come to this point of real bhakti, of really serving Krishna with love and devotion. And I found very, 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 very relevant point. Her seminar was based into giving shelter and taking shelter from other devotees. And she was explaining very interestingly that this is very difficult between equal devotees which are on the equal level. When dealing with a junior is quite easy. You feel, I can teach, I can tell him what is good to do, and with a senior, you know, okay, senior, let me inquire, and it's easy. But between equal, there is something very difficult to do. When we are with equal, there is a type of ego that is struggling, that is troubling us. And although we are equal, the ego is telling us, I'm actually superior. I'm actually a little better, or a little older, or a little wiser than the one around me. And then one tend to think, yeah, I cannot get shelter from any one of them. They are all Kanishta. They don't really know. I cannot really take shelter. And that's a type of pride that is coming in the heart of the devotees. And Mataji was mentioning something even really far out. She was saying that Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur wanted to establish GBC system for the Gaudiya Math. But all his disciples, or many of his disciples, were on equal relationship, and they just could not collaborate together. They just had every one of them to make their own math. Because this ego is so strong and is so difficult to deal with equal, that just one cannot accept to be coached by an equal. One says, who is he? I'm actually superior. And I think this is very important to work on, because let's be honest, we are all equal. I mean, you can see really those who are very advanced or those who are very new, you can see the difference. But between devotees like us, you just feel it's mainly going on the equal level. And therefore it's very, very important that we develop this type of structure where we give shelter to each other and where we can accept shelter with each other. And this is basically developing this friendship. I would like now to take it from the sixth loving exchange between devotees that Rupa Goswami is giving in Bhakti Nectar of Instruction. So we have giving gifts, accepting gifts, prasad, receiving prasad. Those are wonderful, but in my eyes, sorry, I give a little bit my impression, not as efficient that opening one's mind in confidence and asking the other one to open his mind in confidence. And this is actually bringing a very deep bond of friendship between the devotees, because the fundament of trust is also generated between the devotees. And this actually unites the devotees together and bring a deep sense of friendship. Obviously, we cannot do it with everyone. We need to be a little like-minded and like this. But I think this is something very, very important that we should learn to do, and not be just everyone in our own track, in our own world, serving Krishna in our own ways, and not actually even care for the other one. How is your serving doing? Are you happy? You know, we should at least inquire how everyone is doing in his own services, if they feel difficulties or if we can support them in any ways. I think it's very, very important that we learn more to establish our relationship, that we come more to know the world of the other devotees around us, and actually how we can support them in their own endeavors. I asked Vishvatma Prabhu this morning, but Prabhuji, our relationship with Krishna is the all and all. Our relationship with Krishna is the only eternal. All other relationship with perish. We are there to establish relationship with Krishna. Why should we spend time to establish friendship with others? Vishvatma Prabhu said, do you think when you go back to Goloka Vrindavan, to the spiritual world, you will be alone with Krishna? No, there will be so many gopas, so many gopis, so many devotees around, and with all of them you will have to be able to interrelate or interact with this love and friendship and closeness. So in the same way, it's something very important that we learn to develop also with the devotees that are around us. And he said very clearly, friendship develops by investing time. And we see it's difficult because we are very busy, there are a lot of things to do. And how much time do we give every day for developing friendly relationship with other devotees? Might not be so much, huh? And Vishvadma Prabhu was saying Krishna is much more impressed by how we are treating his devotees than on projects, how much we are focusing on project, on keeping project. Of course, it's a little bit contradictory to my introduction, but anyway. But this is something that Krishna is very much looking, and I think we should all make a little bit, wake up a little bit on this point of strengthening our friendship and becoming more united, more part of the same move, of the same progression toward Krishna by helping and supporting each other. I'm speaking like this, I hope I'm not out of topic, and that you are all actually very, very friend and helping and supporting all each other very well. I hope I'm not out of topic, but even if you do it, I think there are still good ways for improving it and making it even deeper. Last year I was in Bhaktivedanta Hospital when I had quite some health crisis, and I went to an Ayurvedic doctor. He took my pulse. It is three things: fear, lamentation, anger. So he gave me a lot of diet, a lot of rules, when to eat, how, exercise, pranayama, and everything. And then he said, if you want all I tell you to work, you need a lubricant. Lubricant, do you understand? It's something like oil that goes into a machine and that makes the machine goes very well, that makes all the part of the machine work smooth. Without this lubricant, it will be very hard. Something like oil. And he said, you need the lubricant of friendship. He said, you need at least a good friend. And then you have this easy way. If you don't have a good friend with whom you can tell everything, with whom you can discuss and open the heart, it will not work. You will not get to a balanced and happy stage of life. And I must tell you, I never took it seriously. I had heard it many times. Brahmachari need a good friend and like this. I never took it seriously until I was very sick, and then I understood I need to invest time to find a real friend. And then I chose my friend, one devotee I felt I could. And then I had to call him time to times, to call him on Skype and just spend time just discussing how is your life going, and just telling him how is my life going. And I noticed when I will do that, suddenly I will feel, oh, actually, I'm actually wondering if I should act in that way or that way. I have some doubts right now in my spiritual life. And then he will advise me, and then I will advise him in his own. And just by providing the space, just by saying, okay, now I take a little time to develop this friendship, I saw how the heart was opening and how things will take a better shape or better vision in my life to take different decisions. And I think this is very important. We invest a little more time in our daily life for deepening the friendship we have with each other. Vishvadma Prabhu was saying also for this friendship to develop, we need respect and we need appreciation. That means we need to learn also to appreciate all the devotees that are around us, so that we can actually develop a better friendship. And so that means come down of our egoism and our pride. We all have some pride that we think, actually, I am the best. Actually, I'm serving the best, or I'm sleeping the less, or I'm dedicating the most, or we all have this type of pride in our heart. And it's very important we also learn. This is also the challenge by being all together, to become more humble and to accept, actually, to ask even guidance and help from other devotees. This was so hard for me. I always thought I know better. I always thought all others, just my guru, might be able to advise me, but all others, yeah, they are not so advanced. They are doing Prajnaparamita two times. And I just will see others like neophyte and just see myself as the best. So to enter into this friendship is also very helpful for us to come in a position of humility and understanding that actually others can also guide me and help me and tell me what my black dot is, the point that I don't see, the roles I'm playing that everyone can see, but I'm the only one that thinks that nobody sees. So for those type of issue, devotees around us are very helpful. Sometimes we even ask them, what do you see in me? Do you think I'm doing everything right? Do you see something I'm doing wrong all the time? That demands humility to come to that level. And I think it's very essential and very helpful to bring more this camaraderie, this deep friendship where we are actually all instrumental to help and coach each other to make more progress and to become stronger in Krishna consciousness. It's using the opportunity of being in Sangha for going faster toward Krishna. Satsangha doesn't mean we are just sitting next to each other or sleeping next to each other. Satsangha is really developed when we have this deep connection, and we use this connection as a help to make us advance in spiritual life. So few small more points on this developing friendship. Maybe I ask you, what do you think? Any other things that could be helpful to develop friendship? A specific service we could do together. Or singing together. Serving together or singing together is someone that is actually uniting. And it's nice that tomorrow we go on Harinam. I hope many of you will be able to come. This is, and we had a very interesting experience when I was in Czech Republic. We decided to make a 12-hour kirtan in a farm from Czech Republic. So maybe 10 devotees from Prague came to the farm, and we did a full day kirtan, and I was giving some inspiration. But we just noticed that no one from the farm came. That was just devotees from Prague who were there. And why? Because the devotees from the farm are just totally busy doing so many other things, they just did not get any time to come to the kirtan. And then I was speaking with the responsible, and I said, why next time we don't do like this? We do only 6-hour kirtan, and we do 6 hours serving the Vaishnava in the farm, helping them in the field, helping them doing mud cleaning or whatever, so that we actually do service together and that they can also come and sit into the kirtan. So we had the idea, let's serve the Vaishnava by doing kirtan, but it was not actually the proper way. The proper way would be actually to do half-half and to support them into the service. So obviously to do service together is very nice, because when we do service together, we also provide a space for intimate exchange or for deeper discussion. When you are cleaning pots with another devotee, as you clean pot, you will just speak with the devotee and discuss some things. And this is something I really want to try to do, because I will be a little bit like in charge in Golokadam for whoever devotees are there, instead of saying, okay, you do this service, to try to make devotees together doing the service. They do together one service and together the other service, to help develop this togetherness, and to provide a space also to discuss on a deeper topic while we are while they are serving. So serving together was a point, and this point of encouraging and supporting others, starting by inquiring, how are you doing? How is it in your service? Do you have any difficulties or like this? And then to try to give more support. Already when we show interest to the service of others, there is already a feeling of being valued, a feeling of being cared of. And then when we give support to the others, when we try to see how we can help, then it's really the proper care we can give to the devotees. And sometimes it's very nice also, see, every devotee has some special service they like to do. Some they will be the kirtan devotees, and they will all the time like to sit down and do kirtan, and they will think everyone should come and sit in the kirtan. Kirtan is most important. Why not everybody is coming? But another devotee would say, I like to study, and I want to study, and that's my thing. And in like this, everyone has different emphasis in devotional life. So we could also, because we are not so many devotees, be all in our own service we like to do, and not care so much for other devotees who have other services. Also in Czech Republic, when kirtan devotee came to me and said, I was speaking for half an hour with a book distributor, and he just did not agree that he should come and sit in the kirtan. And so they had arguments, you should come, no, book distribution is more important. And I noticed, even if it's not our service or what we prefer, but to go and do the service with the other one, or to sit in the kirtan because the others like kirtan, just as a means of supporting, is already such a sweet exchange. Krishna is so pleased. Sometimes yesterday I felt it, but sometimes in the evening lecture I think I should go and sit in front of Ramakanta and hear his lecture just to support him. And I will get anyway inspiration. It's not Maya, it's good, and Ramakanta is a very, very nice devotee. I don't want to say that it's just to support him, but as a matter of supporting other devotees, that we sometimes come out of our own ways of what we like or what we don't like, but just see how we can support devotees and just be with them when they are doing their service. Like also coming to the lecture when it's possible. Even the speaker is maybe not the most illuminated soul, but just go and sit there just to encourage him. Just give your attention to encourage him. And the most amazing, Radhanath Swami explained, is if you are eager to hear, even if the speaker is actually not so good, Krishna will empower the speaker so that you get nourished because you have this eagerness to hear. But the point is that even if it's not really what we like to do for Krishna in devotional service, sometimes 10 minutes, just a little bit, it's important to go just to give support. And when we give this support, Krishna is just so satisfied, we just immediately feel blissful. One devotee was telling me some months ago that he had to give a lecture which was connected very much to this topic, and topic of caring. And then he told me, wow, this changed so much my attitude. I felt right after this lecture, I was just like so enlivened, and like every difficulties had disappeared. I was back to the essence. I was reconnected to the essence of devotional service. Wow, 10 minutes left. I mean, we could go also a little further, but I don't want to steal your time. I prefer you use the time to work a little more on those relationships. I want to end with very nice two quotes. One is 6.11.24. It's happening on the battlefield between Vritasura and Indra. In the midst of a fierce battle, suddenly Vritasura stop and start to pray. And he is saying a prayer. He said, when will I again be established in the position of being the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant? Because when I will be in that position, then all my thought will be able to remember you or to be connected to you. All my action and words will be connected to you. Mukhitasura is saying this position of being the servant of the servant means supporting, helping, caring. That's Vaishnava Seva. Being in that position, our connection to Krishna, our attempt to focus our mind, our attempt to serve with our words and hands will happen automatically. So it's we are all doing, all what we are doing is just trying to establish our connection with Krishna and to be able to control our mind and have love and devotion towards Krishna. It's all we are trying to do. And Vritasura said, when I will be in that position of being the servant of the servant of the servant, then I will be able to have all my thoughts turned toward you, remembering you. And I feel it's very revealing, this point of Vaishnava Seva, of supporting everyone and helping everyone, even if they are equal. It's not, we should not think only the young new who comes, they need my help. All other, they are who they are. And also think, who I am, I'm not so advanced, how can I care or help? This is not true. We can really help when we are equal like this. We can really help everyone very much, and this helps us also to take away this envy, to take away this feeling I am a little greater than the other one, I am a little more advanced than the other one. It's very, very good to work on this supporting, helping, and at the same time asking for getting support and eventually help also. The last quotation I would like to give you is from 11:26-31, where the analogy is given of fire. I need to look again. I don't remember who is speaking. Maybe you might know. But there is an analogy given, and the analogy said, as cold, fear, and darkness are automatically removed for one who approaches the sacrificial fire. When we come close to the fire, no fear, no darkness, no cold. It's warm. In the same way, dullness, ignorance, and fear will be instantly removed when we are engaged in serving the Vaishnava. So I think we all have experience of a dull mind, of being under the covering of ignorance. And according to this verse also, Vaishnava Seva is very, very good to help us remove this cloud. Fine. So that was basically what I wanted to say. I don't know if you like to add something or if you have different perspective or questions. Something is maybe, I don't know how clear I was in bombarding with my different points. Beto. Yeah, if the devotee is obviously much more advanced than you, then it's logical that it goes in one way. Yeah. But if he's not such a Mahabhagavat yet, then it's good. It goes in both of the ways. You can also, when you reveal your heart to the devotee and ask for guidance, you can also say, and you, how are you doing? Can you also, like inviting him to maybe also reveal the heart? But again, we see the ego. The ego of the other might say, oh, who is he to ask me to reveal my mind? I'm 1 year more. Or some days more, or maybe he is not initiated and I'm initiated, or like this. That's a work of on the ego. What you can do is you can invite him to maybe also reveal, and if he is not, but he is giving good guidance, then no problem. It's also right, you just get guidance. But maybe there are other devotees that will need more your guidance, with who you can also be in that position of giving shelter and not only in taking shelter. But I had to struggle years and years and years with that. I was always so proud, so much thinking, I'm the most advanced. Who can give me advice? Who can guide me? I have just my Guru Maharaj, and never really taking this shelter from other devotees. I had so many times, like I did not want to go to lectures. I was thinking, yeah, they always say the same basic things, and really a lot of pride. I'm still have to deal with that. But it's very good to take the humble position, and Krishna is very pleased. Krishna is also reciprocating a lot in that. Thank you. I was in when I was in Golokadama, like here every morning I bring my Girira Chila on the altar, and one morning I was a little late and I bumped into the puja, into the altar room with my Chila, and the super sadvik pujari was a little disturbed for me entering so fast, and half an hour later I had to ask something to that devotee, and this devotee just gave me such a vibration. You know, I got it almost like a knife in my heart. And I was just so shocked. And then I was thinking, yeah, the person is just under tension. This devotee is under tension. This devotee is actually not happy. The fact the person was so disturbed, so I felt maybe I can help this devotee to take a little more of his service, or help the devotee to act. I did not see it against me, but I saw the person has acted like this because the person is actually at the moment under tension, so let me try to see how I can help the person. And then the ego came up, and the ego was saying, yeah, this person was really bad to me, I mean, really hurt me, I guess now this person will come and apologize to me. You know, desire for respect, that the person will come, and the person did not come. it was good like this. So sometimes also, like Gumash was saying, often we still have karma that we need to get, and because we are all the time with Vaishnavas, this karma comes through the Vaishnavas. It has to come through some way. So sometimes devotees are fried, oh, I don't like those devotees, they are like this, they are like that, but it's actually Krishna using them to take away part of our karma, and it's very good to see it as a learning process.
You create strong relationships because you went through times.
Yeah. For that we need a lot of discussion, a lot of clarity, a lot of communication, so that the things can come really nicely in place. Yeah, thank you. Obviously, when you think, yeah, please go on if you have some other things. We are at one, if you have any urgency. Yeah. Obviously, when we are proud, we think we know better, and it's definitely impediment. It's definitely an obstacle. When we think we are not good enough to help others, we should understand that it's actually not us who are helping others, but it's actually Krishna who is helping others through us. And this is actually the way we can help others, is by becoming mediums for Krishna or for the spiritual master to act toward us. So in that perspective, everyone can give some type of help. I mean, obviously, this is between equal. When someone is really 1 week in the temple and don't know anything, I don't think he could advise much or much be instruments in the hands of the Lord to help. But between equal like this, I don't think one should think I'm not able to give a type of shelter or not able to give a type of advice. But if this feeling is there, it's very good actually, it's very humble, and one can connect to Krishna and pray to Krishna, please give me intelligence, give me the words that will be able to pacify or encourage that devotees. I somehow difficult to connect them on the bird, but maybe, I don't know if anyone has some other. Sorry, that's all I'm capable of. answer. We spoke a little bit. I told the devotees about my future vision of saving all the ISKCON temples who are in a way of extinguishment due to a lack of brahmacharis and leaders, spiritual leaders, and how I see that all those brahmacharis should grow so strong that they will be able to make really a big change into the movement, and a big change that they should not restrict their vision just I, me and Krishna, but there is the whole mission that is actually in full need of strong spiritual leaders. And so I started like this in the introduction, and then how we can stay closely and inspired in the Brahmacharya Ashram by really working in this friendship and supporting each other and being close to each other. So the whole lecture was from different perspectives. I had a big kitchery of thoughts that I served to the devotees. Fine, so I don't know if there are any other comments or questions. Or this point of supporting, even though it's not the service we like to do, but we just go to join the devotees who are doing their service, just to support them. I was mentioning Bhagavad Gita evening lecture with Ramakanta Prabhu. Sometimes, although he's, I mean, super Vaishnava, and I also feel inspired when I'm in his lecture, but often I force a little bit myself to go and sit, thinking I do that to encourage him. In whatever, when devotees do kirtan, maybe we think, oh, I want to have my own time for reading now, but just to go for one bhajan for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and sit with the devotee and sing with them, it's just so encouraging for them. And this brings really the relationship between the devotees very, in a very close, very friendly level. I also mentioned this doing service together when it's possible. Then we can discuss, we can exchange, we can open a little bit ourselves in some feelings we have or some difficulties we have. Space is provided while we can do the service together, and this brings us also closer together. But I don't want to give a second lecture now. It's good to summarize a little bit on the central points so that they might take a little more weight. So we need a lubricant of friendship between devotees. If we think we can do it without them, well, I don't think we will stay for long in this ashram. Soon we will be pushed on the other side, which is also all right. I mean, but we need so much. I mean, Prabhupada movement needs so much brahmacharis, strong personalities, strong spiritual guidance, which is there to give example of renunciation, example of dedication and focus into Krishna consciousness. We need that so much. So we have actually very big responsibility for us to remain strong, inspired, and in that position, and to be able to encourage many others to become like this. It's very, very high responsibility. It's good that we look at the big picture, that we just don't see, okay, who I am, I'm just a small bhakta so and so lost in the temple, I'm dressed in saffron, but I'm nobody. There is a big, big future that is waiting for all of us. And Prabhupada is there waiting and begging us to take a full responsibility for helping the mission to develop and grow. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Bhaktavinoda ki jai.